I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Pentagon press secretary says an Iranian attack on Israel is possible this week. Israelis are preparing their bomb shelters for potentially longer stays if Iran or one of its proxies attack. Pastor Israel Pakhtar of Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod says,
right now we're preparing, first of all, we're buying food and preparing for Iran attack, because from previous times we know many families won't be ready anyway. And especially the really like poor and needy people, because, you know, then sometimes they just don't have more money to buy ahead of time.
Many Israelis have shared community bomb shelters, and Beit Hillel Congregation delivers aid and biblical encouragement to them.
We pray that they really will seek in God, because God promised if they will seek God, not just religion, you know, but God, they will find Jesus.
And for kids growing up in Islamic countries, gospel resources are often very limited. That's where Jennifer Rost with Heart for Iran sees the Superbook TV series come in. Created in 1981 by the Christian Broadcasting Network, Superbook now reaches kids in more than 40 languages. Rost, the Heart for Iran team, and other believers work together to translate it into Farsi.
Through characters like Joy and Chris, kids can relate to common challenges that they face at school, with their friends, at home, with families. Each episode presents a story from the Bible showing how decisions can be made and lessons learned.
Pray for children in Iran growing up with challenges in physical, mental, and emotional health. Ask God to transform their lives through the Superbook program and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.